Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
They were explaining to the air traffic controllers that they had to return to the airport because a horse was loose on the aircraft.
I thought you always had to go ground transport.
I don't know. Well, it's tough going across the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Because then the horse is like, I can't swim this far.
Have you seen the commercials?
Talk about quality control.
Havsies.
God
onion
almighty.
Rings and fries.
You know, in the past, Oscar, if you wanted to get an onion ring in your fries, all you had to do was order French fries.
That's so true.
Every commercial break, stand up in an NFL game, and you'll get the proper amount.
You should
of,
also
exercise.
Add stand up every time the Giants score.
and then I'll be fat, 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 Dom. So fat, you'll never not be fat. It'll be constant fat.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I was doing my calculations, and we are 1 week prior to the heaviest travel day of the year. I don't think I have ever said that in all my years. I've said the heaviest travel day of the year, but I have never said 1 week until the heaviest travel day of the year. I don't think I've ever said that, Rob.
Are you going to do a countdown? Because people need to be ready.
No.
No.
So many questions for me on today's show. Some of them light, some of them heavy, all of them interesting.
You know why,
Mike? Opinion.
Because you're curious.
I am curious. I am curious, and I start my curiosity today with the magic that is Chick-fil-A. I've realized recently that it is not exclusive to my area that the Chick-fil-A franchise is so overwhelmingly successful. I looked at numbers and realized that they are just vastly successful. Even with the Sunday closing, they do incredibly well. And I said, as I was driving in with my son, who said he was hungry, and the closest place from his school to where we live is Chick-fil-A, and he likes it, and he's got a football practice that night, and he's coming from his extracurricular football, so he's been running around, and he's hungry, and I'm the responsible parent because Mrs. O'Mara is slaying the dragon yesterday. So Mr. Mom is going to take him to the Chick-fil-A. So as I pull into the parking lot, and the cone directs me to go to the outer perimeter where you circle the entire restaurant, and then you come back around and you go into the lane to the right of where people are picking up their food, and then you are waiting for the person who has just received his food to go right so you can go left. And
do you have one of the double drive-ins? You actually split into two lanes to take
orders? No, because those are irrelevant for Chick-fil-A, at least the ones down here, and I will explain.
Okay, because we have a double here in Leesburg that doesn't help. It doesn't
you
help.
You have a double where you speak into the clown's mouth? You actually
There are two lanes that speak
unheard
into the clown's
down
mouth.
Here.
That's
unheard
crazy.
Of. Not capable of doing it that way. They don't. The volume is simply too crazy for them to do that. So, I mean, maybe I am in an area where they're just overwhelmingly successful. But the two we have, the one down the road a piece here and the one down a road a piece here, are this is how they manage it. They no longer use the electronic speaker system at all. It is there. It is decorative, if you want to say that. It's got a menu on it, but you do not use that.
It's beautiful, Mike.
Have you ever seen it? Then I'll walk you through this.
Okay.
This is the way both of them work down here because they have a line for the entire time that they're open.
Exactly.
They are in a line situation. You obviously, in yours up there, they still use the double speaker system. That would not be used down here because the volume is simply too great. So let me explain what I do.
All right, I'm all ears.
I pull into the parking lot. I go out to the outer perimeter. There was a joke about if they ran the government, maybe things would be more efficient. And that's,
I get
sure.
it.
I get it. But here's the thing. You go out in the outer perimeter, and then you come down a line, and next to you are people picking up their food with a dedicated employee who is standing next to the window as an interface between the people that are making the food in the window and handing it to the customers. And if there is a – well, I'll get to that in a second. Okay. So I'm out on the outer perimeter. As soon as the car goes, that happy, got my fried chicken sandwich. I'm a happy individual. The my car can go left, pass by that lane, and very shortly I meet an individual, another employee, who will be remotely taking my order. You've never seen that type of thing?
Oh, I have seen the remote orders, but we do when that happens, we've got two of them. We've got two people taking remote orders.
Well, they do here, too.
Okay, but we have two distinct lines to two people.
Oh, that's crazy.
But well, what you're describing
sounds hellish. I thought you said they use the clown's mouth. This is where we start to communicate so beautifully. Are they using the two speakers or are they using two employees?
Mike, I have seen both. I imagine the employees are for crunch time.
And no, the employees are there for the entire time the place is
open.
All right. That's how busy it is.
All right.
So I give my order to the person. Anybody that's done this knows what I'm talking about. They say, what's your name? And I give them my name, give them my kid's order. I order one for myself. Shouldn't have. A little too much FAT content for me.
Yeah, and are you under I get the impression that a lot of parents hit Chick-fil-A because somehow Chick-fil-A has positioned themselves as a healthier alternative, and it's not. Are you under that sort of guy?
I don't think that has anything to do with it. No. I think down here it's just a chicken.
Okay.
I think that's all they care about. So you get in that lane, drive through, and then you get to the lady who's standing outside. They didn't have my son's little vanilla milkshake ready, and so they sent us. But yes, I am plying him with fat and sugar. Thank you very much. The kid runs his ass off all day long. I didn't need to hear that, but that's good. I'm simply trying to explain the fact that I'm a bad parent for feeding him this. They ask us to pull up. And then shortly thereafter, the order is filled. So I was just, as I was sitting there at, what time was this? This would have been, he had football, after school football till 4:30. This would have been 4:40 in the afternoon.
All right.
And this place goes from whenever to whenever. And I said, the wild success of this particular chain blows me away. And I said, it can't, the chicken is fine, but it just can't be because they have a fried chicken sandwich. Lots of people have a fried chicken sandwich, but apparently that, and I went, I did, what is the reason for their success? And then they do a whole big BS thing about how it was started and yada, yada, yada. And what I believe it comes down to is the franchise model that they have. I will give you the stats here. All right. So first of all, they fund their stores using profits only. Now this is all behind the scenes,
right?
That they will, the philosophy was to mitigate risk by limiting debt. So that's how they fund it. So there's not a lot of debt involved in these franchisees.
Okay.
They enforce, and this might be a key to their success. And I'm taking the whole closed on Sunday out of it, the political element out of this. I'm just talking about why it's successful. You may not know it, but Chick-fil-A's franchise offering is far less expensive than traditional fast food brands. Did you know that?
Here's what I do know.
All right.
Is that Carrie's stepfather, many years ago when Chick-fil-A was just starting to become a thing, he's been dead for 15 years. So this was a long time ago. He's a businessman. He's had a lot of successful businesses that he had, and his name was Joe. And Joe looked into franchising Chick-fil-A.
Oh, the Crab Shack.
Exactly. That's where he got his success.
Pizza.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And bars.
Never bars.
Joe's
bar, but it wasn't him, different Joe. He went and he explored the idea of franchising a Chick-fil-A down in the Newport News area. And there were so many requirements other than the financial investment that he bailed. They were so detailed
that needed to be done.
Right. Okay.
So a McDonald's franchise, this I think is a 2022 article I'm reading.
Okay, so recent.
Chick-fil-A's franchise offering far less expensive. McDonald's franchise can cost you anywhere from $1.3 million to $2.3 million per restaurant and change.
Okay.
But Chick-fil-A will cost just a $10,000 franchise fee. This is because they pay for everything, including real estate, equipment, marketing, food supplies, all of it annually to the operators, of which the company only accepts around 80. All right.
Okay.
That's 60,000. I'm sorry, I skipped ahead. Let's see. This is because they pay for everything, real estate, equipment, marketing, food supplies. There are pros and cons to this model for franchisees, but for Chick-fil-A, as a franchisor, the low price barrier allows them to cast an incredibly wide net for potential new operators. So because it's 10 grand and they do everything, they just people come out of the woodwork that
want
to.
Of course, yeah.
And I guess that that allows them to get a deeper talent pool and analyze it. That's resulted in 60,000 plus applicants looking to become Chick-fil-A operators annually, of which the company accepts 80. That's
yes.
That's scary.
Wow.
Yes.
So we're getting to where, you know, that it's not just the chicken sandwich. That's an acceptance rate of just 0.13%. That means you'll have a better chance of getting into Harvard, Stanford, or even the United States Secret Service than you do becoming a chicken. But at the same time, if that's where their focus is, and
they weed out the wackadoos.
That's hand picked. Hello, Oscar. How are you?
Good morning. I have a friend who is in his third year, and he's finally cleared his third year of pursuing this. And he is has a hyper net worth, and they just don't give it to anybody. And he finally got it 3 years in.
And we were taught this was born before you got here. I was talking about taking my kid there and just how wildly successful it is and how they now have they don't even use their automatic talk to the clown's mouth system. They use the people and it's just this well thought out.
They're groomed. They're thoughtful. You know, they're like a step above In-N-Out Burger on the West Coast where everybody looks like a clone.
And they rarely allow operators to run more than one store.
True.
And they require each store to be actively run, often meaning that operators spend 6 days a week inside their locations.
Just like Jimmy.
My friend worked for free for 3 years under an operator. To learn the ropes and then...
So he could apply?
Just so he could apply.
Wow.
All right, here we go. Now we get to the... by the way, Oscar, this is a 2022 article about it. And I was just wondering the wild success that I see at both our locations down here.
Yeah.
From the moment they open until the moment they close, it is balls to the wall every single day. They never don't have a line. They never don't have multiple employees out in the parking lot. Because of the low acceptance rate and strict operating requirements, you hear a lot of talk about Chick-fil-A. That's why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Because I'm just kind of curious, and I wanted to get some answers on it. And this is fascinating to me. They are able to filter through all their franchise operator candidates and only end up with the ones they want. The passionate franchisees. These passionate franchisees, Oscar was just describing one, are already armed with a great product, trigger a beautiful domino effect at each restaurant that keeps customers coming back every time. Once again, subjective. I'm not sure I buy into that, but...
When I heard the second year that this guy got turned down, the first year I was kind of flabbergasted, but I'm like, all right, they're trying to prove something.
Mm-hmm.
Probably didn't know the numbers at that time.
I saw him again. No, he told me when he started getting into this, he's an established
that it was rarefied air to get in.
He said it's harder to get in to get into than Harvard. And I, in full transparency, was like, I'm sure, and I never took a deeper dive like you're taking right now, Mike.
Right,
but it was very clear to me because I would see this guy acquaintance, let's say, five times a year.
Okay,
I'm like, how's it going? Because he at one point. Let me just clarify this. He at one point was thinking of coming on. This is like two years ago when he got the no the second year. He's like, man, like I just got to get back into private equity because this is crazy. Like my wife says, we can't do this for another year.
Because you're giving people chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, I might be a rube, before he said no, or they said no to him, did he have to put in his $10,000 fee just to be considered? Or you consider, then you pay the fees. Oh, so he's already absolutely. 10 grand in.
Okay. Yeah, but 10 grand is nothing. Though.
I know.
Nothing.
Well, no, I have something to tell you, Oscar.
The McDonald's and all
but
that.
10 grand is something.
Yeah. I had a guy, one of my classmates.
He was meaning relative to franchise.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, yeah. I knew because one of the doctors that happened to be in business school with me, his brother owned like 6 McDonald's franchises and 7 Subways. And I was just, you're a kid. So you're like, when you're a kid, you're like, McDonald's is the place to go, not Chick-fil-A like these days.
You would think that would be the one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's not. So it's move forward to the 3 years. He just got it this past year.
Good for
him.
He
just got the tap that said, okay, this is going to be your store, but you have to work on it as an understudy to another manager, like an apprenticeship for years.
It's amazing. Let's get the results. As of 2022, Chick-fil-A is 55 years old as an American company. They remain popular to this day. While the approach they've taken comes at the cost of fewer locations being opened, the growth of the fast food chain has begun to accelerate in recent years, opening 100-plus restaurants annually, highest average revenue per location in the world. There it is. Has the top satisfaction rating among fast food restaurants. It has the third highest total revenue of any fast food restaurant, despite having thousands of fewer locations. This is stunning to me.
It sounds like a model that works, though. I mean, obviously.
McDonald's is bigger by the largest fast food restaurant chains by sales. McDonald's number one, Starbucks, then followed by Chick-fil-A. But the difference is Chick-fil-A has
a fraction
of the locations.
Why don't we ever? This is great, right? You gotta give it up a little bit. You know, we don't agree with their politics.
I said, take that out of the equation because it's not.
You're looking at this from a capitalist standpoint.
I've heard the noise surrounding Chick-fil-A, but it doesn't matter because I think maybe subconsciously I'm rolling in there. A, it's convenient to where my kid's school is.
Right.
B, I know exactly what's going to happen every time. And I think that at a certain point, I'll give you a great example. If you go back to the Mickey D's, right next to our old radio station.
I have.
Do you remember what a suck experience that would be? Like 50% of the time it would be. It would be messed up all the time. It just doesn't happen at these locations.
They overstaff. If I remember talking to my friend about the logistics of a Chick-fil-A, I said, what's the hardest? You know, at that point, I was like, what was the hardest part? He said, you're dealing with, you know, high expectations of what is a 16 to 25 workforce. And he goes, do you remember what happened when you're 16, 25? He goes, no. He goes, you deal with breakups. You deal with people's anxiety about going to college. You deal with people working and going to school at the same time. So all you're dealing is with people, but young adults.
So this is the management side you're asking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is how that's really getting into the intricacies of it, but it has to be there because of.
But 300 plus
so
people
high.
Per 6-day-a-week operation, pretty impressive.
It is.
Wow.
They have a deliberate expansion strategy. They move slowly, prioritizes both the customer experience and the profitability of each restaurant over the success of the system as a whole. I think I know what that means. When you look at other restaurant franchises, their primary focus is on expansion. Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Take politics out of it once again, but I'm sorry. You got to kind of go, bravo.
Yeah.
World beaters.
Because I've seen so much of it down here when that they are more, other franchises, into expansion. When more locations are open, system revenue increases, which results in the franchisor collecting more royalties. So it's for the franchisor. That's
and you know,
what it
also
is. Not necessarily the franchisee or the customer, right?
With the limited expansion outlook, it also makes it just even if it's an implication that when one opens, it's special. and people want to try it. And you what? You can see there's what? There's five McDonald's in the Leesburg area. It means nothing.
Which is too many in my eyes, because it's just there's too much there, right? There's just saturation. Right. Though I would like a Burger King closer to home here in DC, because have you seen the commercials?
Talk about quality control.
Havsies.
God
onion
almighty.
Rings and fries.
In the past, Oscar, if you wanted to get an onion ring in your fries, all you had to do was order French fries.
That's so true.
The aforementioned quality control. And BK.
What is this?
Let me read the last paragraph of this article. It says, Chick-fil-A is happy to go with a slow and steady approach. They are focused only on opening locations when it's matched with a passionate operator that can maximize its value. Other franchises are unlikely ever to take this approach, given how time-intensive it is, and also the fact that controlled growth doesn't produce as many headlines. But Chick-fil-A is playing the long game, and I believe, this is the article author saying, I believe it will win in the long run. We hope this article was helpful, explaining why Chick-fil-A is so popular and successful with aspiring franchise owners and customers alike. A chicken sandwich is a chicken sandwich. Is it good? Yes, it's good.
Yeah.
But you combine that, and I think, why have I rolled in there more than any? And I'm getting some for my kid. I'm rolling in there because it's good, and you just know what you're going to get. That's why I go.
You're willing to wait in your car longer because you're not going to get any surprises.
You trust the consistency,
And I'm not this is not a commercial. I'm not trying to get an ad revenue here. I'm just curious. Oscar, line that was at this Chick-fil-A,
yes.
If I was at a Mickey D's, I would say, oh, another day.
F it. I'm out.
Yeah. Because it's not possible. The line was so long, and we were in and out of there in less than 10 minutes. It was pretty amazing.
In Olney, it's typically the O-Town, right outside of D.C., for those of you around the country.
Right on. That's where all the boy bands come from, isn't it, Oscar? O-Town?
Yes. There's a big airplane hangar with a bunch of dance instructors. Remember Lou Pearlman?
I do.
Yeah, I never forgave him. He used to be the mayor of O-Town, and then he died. Okay. So 15 minutes on a regular basis, drive-thru. 15 minutes.
That's it. And that's part of the equation as well. And I just got tired of wondering, and I wanted to bring this to everybody and say, it's got to be what they say, these little intangibles.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how wealthy you are, how well connected you are, as you know, I would say my friend is. He had people call from big, large companies to give them the nod that knew people in the C-suite. Nothing.
You know what I didn't get to? And I'd love to get to this.
What's that?
So your friend gets his little franchise.
He just
gets tired of the 6 days a week thing being in a fast food restaurant, which would drive anyone insane. What does he do if he wants out? How does that work? You know what I mean? Because a franchisee, they change hands all the time. At least
not at Chick-fil-A.
Not at Chick-fil-A.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Chick-fil-A model is not, like as you probably went through already, and I'm sorry for not getting every detail. I remember him saying this. He goes, they have such a different model than any other quote-unquote franchise. You're actually not a franchisee. They own the store still.
Yeah.
Because it's 10,000 and they own everything.
They own everything.
Because they provided everything, yeah.
You get the profit.
You get to participate as long as you're in the profit sharing as long as you make it happen.
You are not getting the value of the location to sell. It's
you don't
not
own
done
the
like
property.
That.
You don't. No, it's completely different.
The official motto of Chick-fil-A, Mike, is you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Yeah. Just like Joe Walsh says.
That's right.
Good. Right?
Yes.
Who's assimilated?
As soon as you say.
You are, baby. You are.
I'm an American.
Rocky Mountain Way couldn't get much higher.
Yeah. Has life been
That's
good to you so
control.
Far?
Quality control is job 8 at the Michael Mara Show. The thing about
it is fast. I'm happy. This is great. I'm sure. Yeah. Like right now, Jim Amato is like, oh, give me the Sound Town. But no, we're learning.
No, I think it was because of my own personal experience, and I led with it today because I didn't lead with that. I wanted to talk about whether I should take my son over the holiday to Napoleon, the movie, which is getting pretty spectacular reviews.
I've seen.
And
yeah,
I think I might just do it. I think it's
take
time.
Him to Killer first,
and then
take him to Napoleon.
Yeah, just make him watch Killer first.
Yes,
and then
you mean
then
the Killer with Michael Fassbender?
Yeah.
I think he could watch that.
Absolutely. Just cover his eyes when the exotic dancers.
That's the thing. It's the lovey stuff.
The Texas
two-step. He wants me to cover his eyes at this age when that happens. He wants
me.
Yeah. It's about to. It happens quick, Oscar. You make that flip, 12, 13, you make that flip where it's just like, I remember going sneaking into Serpico, seeing boobies in the bathtub with Serpico, and I was like, it was all I could do not to tell
you. That's the only scene that's not gore, like that's sexualized in that whole movie. The rest is like calculated violence.
Calculated violence. It's America. Who cares about that? Go ahead. Blow his head off. It doesn't matter to me at all.
Mike, I think that you're about 3 weeks away from him wanting you to cover his eyes, but keeping your fingers apart. That's what he's going to want.
My little guy.
Hey, God. Pop, pretend you cover my eyes when the boobies come on.
Dad,
that's right.
Can you make me pancakes tomorrow morning? He said, yeah, I'll make you pancakes.
Can you make me pancakes shaped like a woman?
Yes.
Stop it. Jesus. Chocolate chip.
Just like the Playboy bunny.
Put the chocolate chip there and there.
Now, if I remember, I'm using my memory banks to remember my buddy Dougie and his father that had Playboy magazines in his house. And that was 13. The one where I went up to my father's college roommate and their son was away, I think, in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. I'm so old.
Serving our country.
And he had as tall as me.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder what these are.
Great memories of my life.
Oh, and there was like an adult party going on downstairs, right? Yeah.
And an adult party going on upstairs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was fantastic. So
that's
the whole
when you became a journalist.
I'm looking up. That's what I was going to do. I was going to look up just one. No, not that. Stop it.
Can I pad and share one more anecdote about Chick-fil-A?
Because I'm asking one more question on Chick-fil-A that I want to ask.
And their nuggets are unbeatable, Oscar. I'll tell you that.
So I says to my friend,
yes.
After the second, I was like, man, 2 years. Like, is there a third year that anybody actually stays for? Do you go back? And he says, I don't know. Like, my guy says it's either 2 years and like you just don't reapply. And I said, well, how bad do you want this? I mean, you have other options and you seem really upset about this, as I would be. And he said, no, like, I want to prove him wrong. It's like that you have to be obsessed.
They've made it special. Even ownership is special.
Even for someone that has everything, that doesn't need dollars. He just wants to be able to operate because he loves the business so much.
Just wanted to get it spelled out, Oscar.
Please.
What you had said was correct. You don't actually own or receive any equity when you own a restaurant. Chick-fil-A owns it, and you're considered an operator. This means you can't sell your Chick-fil-A location or pass it on to anyone. So I guess you just beat feet. You just take off. That's it.
I think it's an amazing tribute.
They beat feet for you. I think they come in with a broom, like at the Apollo, and they yank you right out.
It is an amazing tribute to a great business plan designed by the owner of Chick-fil-A, Chick Hernandez.
Chick Hernandez.
I think he's done a great job.
That is a local news
He's not
news
covering
anchor.
The PGA.
That's right. He's not doing very, that.
He's running. Exciting. He's a chicken magnet.
It's fascinating the way they do everything.
You know, franchise.
I mean, I really do.
The secret to the business is
not all that nice for the franchisees if you can't, you know.
No.
The whole idea of owning something, if they don't give you multiple locations and they don't give you the opportunity to sell the franchise you have, it's kind of keeping the man down. I mean, we've been glowing about Chick-fil-A, but let's be real.
This is what's great, Mike. This is if you have that attitude for the row.
Yeah,
then you're not Chick-fil-A material.
Yeah. The thing would be, what is the max you can? How do you max it out? It's finite. That's the thing. It's not the American way per se when you're talking about a franchisee. He's not a franchisee. He's an operator.
It's the risk. The risk that goes into opening up McDonald's, last I checked, this was pre-pandemic, was roughly with the location $2 million low end, probably more like five.
Yeah, you're
putting all that in.
That, Mike.
Yeah, we're putting all that in. This is just top of mind from what I remember talking to my guy, the guy who owned the McDonald's and the Subways. And then the other side of the Chick-fil-A is, you're putting in sweat equity, Mike, but you're only putting in $10,000.
Guess what I found?
What? Yes.
I found pros and cons, Oscar.
Yeah. Can I give you a number before you get to the pros and cons?
Absolutely.
I heard you can make up to close to. I see. He was one operator that made $1.3 million. The other operator that he knew that at the store he was working under was making $700K a year.
As an operator.
As an operator, but you're not carrying any of the operating expenses.
Yeah, there's no debt. So it's all right. Here are the pros. Chick-fil-A is a well-established brand with a loyal customer base. We know that. They have a proven business model, successful in both good and bad economic times. True. Their restaurants are generally located in high traffic areas. True. Chick-fil-A offers comprehensive training and support for franchisees. True. They offer a unique product that is not easily replicated by their competitors. True. Even though it's a chicken sandwich, it's a very unique chicken sandwich. Here are the cons. You don't actually own or receive any equity when you own a restaurant. Chick-fil-A owns it, and you're considered an operator. This means you can't sell your Chick-fil-A location or pass it on to anyone. Chick-fil-A insists that the franchise owners of their fast food restaurants work at their location full time, running the day-to-day operation. This is not a passive investment, unlike many other franchises, and a franchise owner cannot open multiple locations, which can limit your profits.
He can, however, have, or she, let's be clear here.
Yeah, Oscar, come on.
He or she can, or they can have a restaurant. This is the way I understand, my understanding from a year ago, last time I had a conversation like this, and they can have a little pop-up shop in, let's say, Montgomery Mall. So they could have a little guy in Montgomery Mall.
Oh, so they
Mall,
could do that. Okay.
Could, but maximum, you could have maybe one restaurant and one or two satellite, like half locations inside a shopping mall.
You know,
or
it's funny.
An airport.
It's funny you bring that up. They had a pop-up Chick-fil-A for a few years at King's Dominion, the amusement park here.
Yes.
Which I always found stupid because the biggest day for attendance in an amusement park is Sunday. And
the
they
Lord's
weren't
Day.
Open on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give up $1 billion for closing. That's the way they do it. Mm-hmm. Chain closed on Sundays as well as Thanksgiving and Christmas. Not only has locations in 47 states across the U.S. and Washington, also Puerto Rico, Canada, South Africa, and the U.K. In addition to the initial franchise fee of $10,000, Chick-fil-A operators pay a 15% royalty fee plus an additional 50% of pre-tax profit.
Hmm. A consideration.
Yeah, so if a shop brings in $3 million,
they're paying
in
1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're bringing in profit.
Yeah, you're still making money. What's more is that they require their franchisees not to have any other active business ventures.
So, yeah, that's it. That's all you have.
Like,
wow. You can't run them.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chick-fil-A has changed its name to Mao Zedong's Restaurant. Ladies and gentlemen.
But Mike, do you think... And let's take radio out of actually let's think I think it's important to keep everything we know in context. When I was younger, I used to look at the Junkies and really you and Don and say that is so you and Don is like the apex of like that if like that's the type of dollars there used to be in terrestrial radio. Mm-hmm. Major market, syndicated, like monster shows. And you would dream of that as a younger broadcaster. Mm-hmm. One thing I never ever in my life, because I had these two, especially you and Don and the Junkies, that were always like mainstays. Like you've been in the biz in the market for 15 years, 20 years. And for Chad and I was like, well, man, maybe DC's the right place. We're just not flipping. Like when they love you, they love you. And not like in LA, and like every 3 years you get a new show, right? Mm-hmm. Or in New York. So I strategically always felt like, wow, this is incredible. And then as now at age 45, I look back and I'm like, yeah, you could make a ton of money in broadcasting, but for how long and for how consistent, how many consistent amount of years, if you're not Don and Mike or you're not the Junkies, mm-hmm. the Sports Junkies, the probability of consistent income at a high level in broadcasting is very low.
Yeah, and that's what you would say. That's what I don't put it quite like that, but I say that to especially today. You know, who knows? Where will radio?
Yeah, but even if you look back,
where will radio be in a month?
Yeah, but even if you look at it, let's just take it. Let's
roll
it back.
In its heyday, you mean?
In your heyday, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's same thing.
Still, it was still low.
But it's finite because also there's an age out process that's not doing the fact that people aren't performing at a high level. Sorry. I'm not being egotistical. I'm just telling you that's
no,
the level
I thought
still
it was.
Play
yeah, yeah. It's just an advertiser and perceived value.
It's the value of you're not going to work that many years in broadcasting, and you're not going to come in every year and say, I'd like to be paid less. It doesn't work like that, but it works like that on the other end. And at a certain point, you know, unless you are Howard Stern, Rush Limbaugh,
yeah.
It's just the financial reality. It just exists. And would I have gotten into the business if I'd known that? Of course I would, because I would have said,
because we're broken.
You know, but also in all entertainment venues, except for perhaps the top echelon of film stars.
Yes.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, you know where it doesn't go that way once you get in? Doctors.
Doctors and
solid
professionals.
Paycheck
and
Chick-fil-A
family,
franchise
and family-owned car dealerships.
Yeah, it's family-owned. Not so much the car dealerships anymore.
Yeah, probably not the car dealerships.
Would you have gotten into the business, Mike, if when you went to CBS and said, or Infinity at the time, I'd like a job, and they'd say, okay, give me $10,000 and we'll consider you.
That's true. Yeah. No, it's amazing to see how they do this. Look,
yeah.
I think somebody who is a younger person that's starting out and they want stability in their life and they want a good living, they want to control their own destiny. The passion of franchisees, okay? You want to know, I have one of my great business regrets was that I did not partner up with a restaurant person or a family member, someone that was vested in it and was going to be there every day. The fact that they require people, that's why it's good. If you want to know the real reason, that's the reason. Because the guy that owns it, the guy that runs it, is there. So there's no BS going on. Mm-hmm. There can't be, or he doesn't make his profit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are, I'm sure Chick-fil-A can swoop in at any time and say, you violated your contract, right?
They get the receipts.
They
100%.
Do. That's the way it is. So that's it. That's our little deep dive into fast food. We will not be doing the same thing with McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, and Arby's.
And Jersey Mike's, where they cut your finger.
That's nasty. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we've got something else. Oh, yeah, the round table.
Yeah, we'll get around.
You are listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's 7 days till the heaviest traffic day of the year. I had to mention that again. Do you want to lose 21% of your weight? I've lost over 65 pounds, and I am excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. All you have to do is click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com. You take a quiz and you see if you qualify. A doctor will write you a prescription. The pharmacy will fill that prescription, and your weight loss medication will be shipped beautifully, by the way. If you saw online, I have an unboxing video of when they sent me my meds.
So sweet.
It's really well done. It'll be shipped directly to your house. These are the real weight loss products, semaglutide and tirzepatide, that you've heard so much about. Every day there's a different story about somebody that's had dramatic weight loss with that. And if you qualify, you can get them right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you are already on it, do what I did. You can show the doctor your prescription and easily make the switch. I already did, and I'm still losing weight. To date, over 65 pounds. Go ahead. Get excited. You know what? I'll show you right here. This is a shirt that I've had for a long time. And for the last 5 years, I have not fit into it. All right?
Well, it looks like this you're swimming in it.
Yeah, it looks like you're swimming in it.
All right, here we
go.
This is mine. This is if I can.
Can you unbutton the buttons so we can see?
No, I won't.
Beyond that?
Thank you.
Okay.
It's just huge.
It is.
I don't have any. I don't
Omar,
wear dress
the tent
shirts.
Maker.
I don't wear dress shirts a lot, but I've got to, you know, I got to get to it. And Mrs. O'Mara, you know, I know we don't use dry cleaning as much as we did when we were in D.C. You know, I think once every 8 months, if you could just tell me where it is. I'll
take it. She's running a business.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, she's running a business. DermGlowSkin.com. If you struggle with weight for too long, this is the way, if this had been around when I started my journey and I didn't have to hunt and peck and find and ask and see.
You'd have been so much happier.
Yeah.
I would have been happier with this. Click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life. Be like our proud partner, Frank Gifford. Frank was an All-American as a single winger tailback. He was also selected 4 times as an All-Pro T-formation halfback. Not to mention his storied career as an actor and sports commentator. Yes. The Giffer died in 2015 to escape his hellish marriage. What are you doing? He was 84 years old, but look 48 thanks to Germ Glow. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Hit the thing for Kraken.
Okay. Hey, I got to tell you, the Kraken gave me $10,000.
Kraken. All right, we start with Courtney Cox and Matt LeBlanc. They posted tributes to Matthew Perry yesterday. Courtney posted a behind-the-scenes video from when they filmed the scene where Monica and Chandler sleep together for the first time. I watched it five times. It was just so neat to see that they were, you know, he was just a funny guy. He's a lovable guy. Everybody said, we got the drug, the addiction, whatever. You got to take that out of the equation and realize that he was a pleasant guy, even with the being addled as he was. Yeah. She posted a behind-the-scenes look. Matthew had given her a funny line to say just to make the audience laugh. The line was, they do a shot. David Schwimmer comes in to say he's getting married, blah, blah, blah. And then she pops her head up, and the audience goes, ah!
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, do you think he knew I was here? And they pause. And then she says, your turn. And that was Matthew Perry's line. They didn't use it in the final cut of Friends. Courtney said he often did things like that. He was funny and he was kind. She added, I'm so grateful for every moment I had with you, Maddie, and I miss you every day. I just thought I'd share with that because I was still curious about it.
There's great reputation of the amount of fun they had when they were filming Friends. And Oscar has mentioned before, we had an employee at Podville for a while that was there when the show began.
Yeah, that worked for the production company for years.
She was one of the people who clapped on the theme. But they said that the shooting, the shooting would go sometimes till midnight for shooting a half-hour show because they were so into it and goofy and having a great time with it. They really loved what they did.
The
and
clip I that I saw, it, too, yeah. it, they're such babies. They're such babies when they started that show that just exploded. It's a bummer. Time
marches on. This is before UBA Plus.
That's true.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, did you finish it?
See? He wasn't here when I was talking about that. Yeah, we'll set aside a little something because now
a little Alex Levy time.
A little Alex Levy time. A new study from the European Heart Journal found that sitting down for long periods of time, this is what I'm guilty of. I sit down at work. When I'm not golfing, my ass is in a chair way too often. I get up to take the dog out. But let me finish this story. The report published in the November 10th journal, whatever medical journal, found that physical inactivity and having an inadequate amount of sleep were risk factors of cardiometabolic diseases. And therefore, getting more sleep and even taking a break to stand up had a more positive impact on heart health. I agree. I am so guilty of this. Even with all of my numbers being better than what they are, I now more than watching television, I'm on my goddamn screen constantly, and it's not good. And we're all doing that. And if you're watching it, the rule I use for football games that I don't adhere to nearly enough is every commercial break, stand up in an NFL game. And you'll get the proper amount of
exercise. You should also
exercise.
Add stand up every time the Giants score.
and then I'll be fat, 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 Dom. So fat, you'll never not be fat. It'll be constant fat the way I'm doing it. No, I agree with it. I really think that there are times when I will have been walking a golf course and then I come home. And by the time I'm ready, when it's like Betty Bye time and I'm putting my son down, we're going, it's like creak, 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 creak. Ain't good for you. That position is not good for you. And by the way, I would always be, especially when I was heavier, I would go to parties up in Maine with my sister's friends who are all standers.
Yeah.
They're all standers. And you know what? They're all fit.
Yeah.
They're all fit. They're all fit because it's stand. It's like, and I would go into this party and go, is there a chair around here anywhere? Is there a chair? And, you know,
literally have two new hips.
I have two new hips, and I should.
And you still don't stand up.
No.
Well, he doesn't want to get them scratched.
Standing up is the key. I think the less sitting you. I can't say. What did you say? What?
You don't want to scratch your new hips? These are garage kept, Oscar.
They're ceramic, you know. They were made in a pottery barn.
I thought they were carbon fiber. I'm sorry.
You know what's even worse than standers at a party, Mike? Standers at a concert. sit down and listen to
that's,
the band.
That's blocking your way.
Yeah, that's the
You know
worst.
What the worst was when I went to baseball games on a regular basis? Standers in the first two rows of a baseball game.
Boo.
Sit the F down. But I remember when I was heavier, it's so different. Sitting is it's just there's nothing going on in your body. If right. you stand, even if you're standing still and shifting your body weight, yeah. you're doing something.
Yeah.
As opposed to that. So I couldn't
and when
say
you're,
that.
When you're sitting, I think you can still do Kegels, right?
I'm doing them right now, Oscar.
I actually demonstrated right there in front of everybody. They didn't see it though. In a significant
Carl is a lucky duck.
In a significant development sure. highlighted by recent research, this is related to that last story.
Oh, good.
The life expectancy gap between men and women in the United States has been widening.
Mm.
I need my thing.
Thanks to Mike's Kegels, he's not widening.
It's reached its largest margin since 1996. The research paper indicates that in 2021, the life expectancy difference between American men and women expanded to 5.8 years, up from 4.8 years in 2010. What happened to gain a whole year for the ladies? What is the deal with that?
Well, maybe I think it's probably a byproduct of access, right, to everything. God willing, you know, there's been a recalibration. We've still got ways to go. Healthcare, especially an overall average, and then the workforce. Like, they aren't the majority of graduates
now. That's an interesting point,
Oscar.
Very interesting point, but wrong.
Oh,
I blame alcoholism, but I blame it on everything.
Sorry, Rob, that is incorrect as well. The COVID-19 pandemic emerges as the primary factor contributing to this growing disparity from 2019 to 2021. And you could come down here to Southwest Florida, where the mantra would be with the hundreds of thousands of deaths in my wonderful Sunshine State, where it's just a cold.
Yeah.
Nah,
like a
it's
flu.
It's just a cold. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It's totally irrelevant. Why? Because mine wasn't severe. So that means all of them aren't. Me.
After they say that, do they say, welcome to Chick-fil-A, may I take your order, please?
Yes. Would you like to be a franchisee, Mr. Scholarship Winner? Men were disproportionately affected by the virus. That's what it says here, leading to a more significant decrease in their life expectancy. The study also notes a rise in unintentional injuries and poisonings.
Ooh.
Mostly drug overdoses.
When
well,
can a white guy get a break?
As well, it doesn't say white and black, Rob. This is men and women.
Yeah, it's not about color. You're always making it about you. And
always
being
make
I
it
am
about
thinking
race.
About me.
Yes. All right. Yes. Okay, Grand Dragon. This is just men and women. All right.
All right.
When people ask you about your friends, you're like, I do have one brown friend. His name is Oscar.
Yeah. He doesn't like me very much, but I see him every day.
I like you as a person,
so,
as a coworker.
Once again, the opioid epidemic raises its ugly head with the overdoses, suicides, stuff like that. Very depressing. So anyway,
people ask me, how many white friends do you have? And I say, three. Mm-hmm. Mac, Rob, and Mike.
What about
used to
Rob
have
Ford?
Four. He used to have four, but he went to Key West or something like that, right?
Well, no, yes, that is true. It is. You know what's funny? Everybody's left me.
He hasn't left you. You left him, pal. Okay, let's make it real clear. You left him, and that, you know what? And I say yay. I say yay. Bully to that. All right, you know who's leaving?
You put a positive spin on that story.
You know who's being left?
Who?
Yes.
Kanye. Kanye West rented headquarters. It's in West Hollywood. It has become an eyesore for neighbors. Dude is a just walking, talking train wreck. Always. The musical genius, Kanye West.
Yay.
He was, his Hollywood headquarters was targeted by vandals who spray painted graffiti on the building. The 46-year-old rapper has been traveling for months and has popped up everywhere from Italy to Saudi Arabia. As he's ditched his fashion comeback for music.
Music!
But for music.
Love music.
He is still renting the space, and some Yeezy employees do use it, but it has mostly been empty for weeks, and the inside is still full of unfinished wooden structures and debris. I don't know what kind of wooden structures. Oh, they're dildos.
More like Bill that? Don'ts.
We take a deeper dive into the quick business aspect of this. Sure. Shout out to Matty Masiello. The New York Times, The Daily has a full special episode dedicated to the rise and fall of the Yeezy Adidas collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually shed further light into true red flags of the blatant anti-Semitism that Kanye West,
wow,
now Yeezy, you know, essentially there were moments where people were could have been like, whoa, what is this guy doing? They chalked it up, a lot of this stuff, to shock value and how
his he meds wanted to, I remember, yeah,
he wanted to you know, essentially he was such a creative, a virtuoso, that he wanted to like really get people to think, but he clearly had some anti Semitism,
yeah, at his like, core, thought, like, was at his core, anti-Semitism.
Yeah. And it was very clear looking back at it, but they were making billions of dollars.
Right.
Adidas was that it was so toxic at a certain point, they created a separate team just to handle him.
It'd be a cheap joke if I was to go for the Adidas being a German company thing, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, don't do that.
No, it's rooted within the conversation, Mike, because.
No.
Because they underscore the fact that the founders of Adidas were part of that party,
yeah,
and they had been for years, yeah, attempting to like change that narrative.
Finally, a cargo plane that departed New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport had to turn around shortly. You know, sometimes my final stories all remind me that they should be on the evening news. A cargo plane that departed New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport had to turn around shortly after takeoff when a horse got loose on board. A recording of air traffic control communications features the pilots of the Air Atlanta Icelandic plane. Oh, that's a big one. I fly that one exclusively.
Sure.
I'm going to Vegas. Air Atlanta Icelandic.
Yeah,
they explained to the
not Air Iceland, Mike. It's
no,
different.
Air Atlanta Icelandic. They were explaining to the air traffic controllers that they had to return to the airport because a horse was loose on the aircraft. This is the pilot. I'm quoting here. I can do it. I've got a thing to do that.
Yeah, do it.
I get jokes. I know how to do it. I'm playing with all my toys today. All right.
I love Hold it. On.
I'm sorry. It takes me
every
long.
Girl and boy wants a toy, Oscar.
Of course.
All right, there we go. No, I don't want reverb on it. Yeah, air traffic control, the horse managed to escape his stall. We don't have a problem flying-wise, but we need to return back to New York. We cannot get the horse secured.
I always wondered how they... I thought you always had to go ground transport.
I don't know. They it's tough going across the Atlantic.
Yeah.
When you do that, you know. Because then the horse is like... I can't swim this far.
You put him on our air-conditioned container.
A veterinarian was brought. Jesus, Michael, please learn how to use your toys. A veterinarian was brought in to check on the horse once the plane was back on the ground. The flight to Belgium departed again later in the day. The horse was given a pillow, headphones, and a good stiff drink, along with his favorite movie, Seabiscuit, to make the flight a little more pleasant. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I like flying with horses, Mike? They never take their shoes off.
Bada bing, bada bo. Yeah. I had a long transcontinental one time with Mr. Ed. You know?
Did you?
Yeah, it was amazing. The horse told me that when we were going to land. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. 'Tis the season for hydration, so no matter where or how you're hydrating this season, Liquid IV is the hydration brand to fuel your well-being. Their hydration multiplier can keep you going through the end of the year and beyond. Through the end of the year. And beyond. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Remember, Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, all in a single stick. So good, so easy, plus now it's available in sugar-free. I had one this morning. Delicious, delicious. What was it? White peach. I had the white peach.
So good.
Now, the logo, do you have the white peach one there? Do you have that there?
The bag? Because
the bag looks like an apple. I always think it's an apple and not a peach, but it's
does,
peach.
But
it's delicious.
This is how I know people love it. We are running low on the sugar-free. Mm-hmm. And I made the mistake of putting it on the side of the studio.
Oh, no, it was lifted?
It rotated into the kitchen.
Gone, always.
Disc jockeys, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to be the exclusive consumer of Liquid IV in our house till Mrs. O'Mara discovered, and now it's gone. I love them all. They're great. Green grape, lemon lime, and peach. You'll love it. Make it a Liquid IV holiday. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk, nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% if you go through us to do it. Getting better hydration today. Use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Yeah, I do think I want to take my kid to Napoleon. And I think might be a little sexy time in it, but I don't know.
And then you clarify with a Napoleon Dynamite viewing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I just, Mike, it's funny you should say that. At 9:10,
I just got to Waterloo. Damn. What?
Waterloo?
At 9:10, I got a text from Robert, who is not streaming the show live. He says, good morning. Would you want to see the new Napoleon movie with me this weekend?
It's going to be massive. Yeah. It's going to be, because it's got a great buzz on it. And, you know, that collaboration goes back to Gladiator. When Joaquin Phoenix played Commodus in that. Ridley Scott's like 86 years old. Do you realize that?
What?
Man. Yes. Martin Scorsese is 80, and Ridley Scott's 86. They're like at the top of their game. It's amazing.
He's probably the best filmmaker named Ridley, isn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
What other Ridleys are there?
Well, there's Ridley's Believe It or Not Museum.
Love him.
Mm-hmm. Up in Ocean City.
I love that movie, The Talented Mr. Ridley. That's all I got.
Is it Ridley's gum?
Ridley Spearmint.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, thank
you. That's good. See, that works too. Yes. So you can modify it a little
Ridley
bit.
Ridley Field.
Look at Rob right now. His brain is trembling. He's trying so hard to pull
actually,
something.
Actually, Mike, right now I'm just enjoying the show.
Okay, very good.
Ridley Brothers,
Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Thank you.
I don't think so on that one. No.
That was a push?
Yeah, a little bit.
Eleanor Ridley.
Winner.
Thank you.
Right there.
Appreciate it. I will take him. Sorry I was so tardy on the morning show and not coming in here to talk about it. I have one question that I don't know the answer to, and you two probably do. We will get another season? They're going to do another season of it? Are they? I don't know. Do you know?
Yes. They're going to do another season? It says they are, but
I don't, you know, with this Hollywood strike, a lot of this stuff has been on hold or retooled.
What's the name of the guy that plays Corey? Who's the actor that plays Corey? He is...
Feldman.
Not Corey Feldman. He was in...
You mean the executive. Put Corey Feldman in the role of Corey in Morning
Now I'm
Show.
Watching.
Yeah. And
as long
I'll
as
tell
he's
you,
got
John
a leather jacket.
Hamm, John Hamm as the villain, just fantastic.
Can you do a John Hamm?
Yeah, probably, but so subtle. It's like George Clooney, so subtle with that, you know.
Billy Crudup.
I might have to work on it. Let me work on it overnight, and I'll try to bring it in
tomorrow.
I have
a voiceover gig, and I was like, man, if Mike could do a John Hamm, he could totally do this.
It's Billy Crudup who plays Corey Ellison.
What do you mean you have a voiceover gig?
I don't have one. I have one to give.
You have one to give at Podville?
Yes.
I can do anything you want.
Yeah.
I'd love to get a voiceover gig.
If you can produce a John Hamm, I could submit you for consideration.
Yeah. Today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Yeah, John Hamm. Yeah. I'll work on it. I'm going to go study him now. Is it a paid gig?
TBD.
No, don't need to work on that. All right.
We'd like you to work on spec.
On spec.
Yeah, always spec. Always good when you're working on spec.
So we are going to get another really
Yeah, but
just
I think it will
meaty.
Be delayed. But you know what? They weren't that eager to get season 3 on the air either. They dragged
Mac,
their
what
feet
was his
on
name?
That.
Pull that up. I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to see the actor's name.
Billy
Keep
Crudup.
On talking. I'm Corey. Billy
Great
Crudup.
Great name. Billy Crudup. Yeah. Very odd name. Absolutely.
The relationship with his mom is fascinating to me.
Oh, I love that.
You have Reese Witherspoon, Hollywood A-lister heavyweight. Mm-hmm. You have Jennifer Aniston,
movie
Hollywood
star.
Heavyweight. You've got John Hamm, Hollywood heavyweight. Mm. It's just one after the other. But the guy right there just steals it. Steals it
every
in totality. Phenomenal. And the lady that plays Stella, she is also phenomenal. Yep. Please, if they don't bring both Crudup and the lady that plays Stella, the news division head back. You know,
if you're out on the holidays, catch up. You're gonna love the series.
So good.
Just a quick question on Hyperion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought this is the essentially a fake SpaceX or Blue Origin.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know the name you're going to bring up, though.
What? Whose name?
You going to talk about Elon? That's kind of a slam at Elon the way they do.
Well,
that?
Yeah, I think that's clear because he bought Twitter and destroyed it.
Right.
But I wanted to ask you more about the resolution of, and I'm not giving anything away. I think it's still too early for people to like not have seen it yet.
Yeah.
Do you think it could have been a better ending?
As far as
the drama was great.
Let me tell you what I think about that. It's a great question. Let me tell you why. Because there are so many different ways they could have gone. I'll tell you one thing. And if you don't want a spoiler alert, turn it down because this might be dangerously close to a spoiler alert. The scene in the boardroom with Alex. That was the one part where, you could have been. That could have had a little more credibility.
Lazy.
That seems
very
super lazy. You thought so?
Yeah, because what I wanted is, again, if you've turned down the radio, good for you.
Here I am. I have these perspectives. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Been, you know, she couldn't have done that without her producer. The producer's gone.
It should have been, in my eyes, the good wife, Juliana Margulies.
Yeah.
The other CEO of the company, and then the battle axe that got booted.
Oh my God.
All of them in there rolled in. And then
who's to say that's what the way it wasn't originally written? But you have to bring Alex in there. You know, and you have, okay, here we go. We're going to redo the scene. Yes.
Yes.
You bring Juliana Margulies, and you got the two anchors, but you bring that fabulous actress. I don't know what her name is. She's an A-lister too.
The
she's
board
got
member
chops.
That got booted.
Not the board member. That's Sybil. But the lady that Juliana Margulies talks to when she's spilling the beans.
Oh, the reporter.
Bradley.
The other reporter. Yes.
Not the reporter.
Yeah.
The lady, the CEO of
the
other
media company. Yes, correct.
You bring her in, got the bookends. That's the way it would look. And then all you do is have Alex tearfully looking at John Hamm because she's not. But instead, they gave Jennifer Aniston all of it. And I wonder if that's the way it was written originally because it was like, give the star. Sometimes
which is
you got
fine, but
off.
You got to pull up. Be like, you know, she nods to the AV guy. I was like, "Do you have him on the line?" Boop. They pull up on the two screens behind her.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Hi," and then
yeah, because
just quiet
you wouldn't have that presented by, because ultimately, and we know this because we're in the broadcast business.
Yes.
The business people and the talent are there is a huge gulf between
huge.
That. The talent. Viewed in corporate circles, every CEO, every vice president, every general manager, they always consider us the carny hucksters. They do.
Yes.
It's a natural phenomenon. But overall, as far as the quality, you got to give the morning show.
The reason can I give you? I'm sorry, Oscar, go ahead.
No, please, I'm sorry. I was about to give you another recommendation, so you wrap it up.
Okay, the reason I think that the weakish ending was acceptable is I'm not sure anything is ending. I think they have more stuff to explore in season 4, and they were more eager to open a few doors.
Yeah, but that's not the point. What he's talking about, what we're talking about is the credibility of the way that dramatic moment was done, which could have had a look for a show that is meticulous in its detailed storyline. That could have been done a little bit better.
Well, I let it slide based on the entire presentation. I thought it was great.
If you're not watching Lessons in Chemistry,
it's so good.
It's so good.
You know what?
It
Carla
is an
wants
emotional
to.
Roller coaster.
Just, why can't I pull the trigger? It makes me feel
if
like
you
want to
weep
class.
Openly into
it,
your wife's bosom.
Really?
Is Brie Larson episode. Is the star of it, Oscar?
Yes, yes.
She
there
is
are moments.
Amazing. And the character is just so fascinating and deep.
The other credibility issue, turn it down. Sorry, spoiler. We're talking about a show that we all like. The rant by the producer on live TV was a little much.
Forced.
A little much.
Yeah.
Very forced, and that guy was. It's like that guy must have had blackmail on the producers because he did not deserve all that time.
Well, no, I think he's a weak character to begin with,
and that doesn't get on the air. in any broadcast institution.
No, also that guy not even in the building again.
Yeah, exactly.
That's and they're key cards. Yeah, and then when they don't work, you don't get up the elevator.
Even with those darts that we're throwing at it, we still give it still thumbs great up. That's
yeah,
it.
Very good
so
stuff.
Check it out. That's the morning show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I wrote this down from like a couple of days ago. Rob is the grocery store psychic.
I am.
Since I was tasked with going out and getting the bird today.
Good luck.
Really looking forward. What do you mean, Popeyes? Good luck? What does that mean?
It's not fun.
They're expensive.
Yeah,
and
Tom
few and
Turkey.
Far between.
Rob is the psychic. We'll find out why when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Oh, the music's playing already. I apologize.
That's all right.
Let's talk about Chime, shall we? Improving Chime your credit score might not be at the top of your to-do list, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams. That's where Chime steps in with its secured credit builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores, safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments. There is no annual fee and no credit check to begin. Plus, no minimum balance or overdraft fees. Use it like a Visa card at all Visa accepted spots to bolster your credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Do it. Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least $200 qualifying direct deposit and get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. I'm going to go for a record right now. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may cause a negative impact on your credit score. Results may vary.
That's a pro.
That's a good stuff right there. Right
I cannot do that. God bless you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that's what I heard on the news, that the costs of things like
turkey.
Yeah,
but they're just trying to scare us.
Yeah, I got
everything
90,
costs
Mike,
more
you,
people.
You can get a butterball for 99 cents a pound.
That's not bad.
Yeah, or roll weird. Through the Popeyes drive through. People sleep on this. I did this last year. We should
I remember.
Do it again this year. Pick up a turkey.
How about Chick-fil-A turkey? Why don't they bring in whole turkey?
It has a pickle on it.
I hear those turkeys have to pay a fee.
$10,000 to be considered.
So why are you the now? Rob yesterday said he's the grocery store Kreskin. Let me explain who Kreskin is. Kreskin is a dead guy.
Yes.
He was back in the 1970s and 80s a mentalist who came on the old Don and Mike show, and he did
Merv.
Psychic.
He did the Tonight Show. He was big in
Merv.
You know, 50
how many
years
ago was Merv on?
Mike, I
you
have an
say
autographed
these
picture
things,
of Kreskin
when you
in
say
my
these
basement.
Things, you say it as though, you know, he did Merv. That'll help people.
This guy?
Yes. This guy. That's Kreskin.
All right. I'm a mentalist, okay?
Right.
And I predicted this. Mike, are you familiar when you talk grocery? And you
know why? I don't respect this guy. And
why?
I'm just going to give you it. He's got a little hair on his publicity photo on his jacket.
Oh, no.
Oscar, I was aware. I was aware that the... That's the way it used to sound.
Do you remember also?
I was
also,
in the studio with him, so I know. I was aware that the hair was there. The hair is my
it's like a gray hair.
Antenna. Yeah.
Do you remember
like
how
sort of
hard
shaggy
he
dog.
Would shake your hand?
He's dead, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He's okay. Got to be. Mac, will you verify that? Kreskin.
But doesn't a mentalist stay with us forever?
Well, yes.
He's in the ether.
Mike, are you familiar when we talk grocery? And as you know, I was in the grocery game for some time. What shrink is?
Well, I could tell you what it is. I was... I got out of the hot tub and it was a little cooler than it normally is here. And, you know, I looked down there and I said, I'm a man. I'm not a boy. I'm not a little toddler boy.
Mike. By the way, still alive.
No.
Oh, is he really?
No.
I actually said the dead psychic.
88 and keeping it great. Yeah. Look at him.
Strong. Right. Mike, shrink is merchandise losses due to customer errors and intentional shoplifting.
Okay.
And shrink is at an all-time high, and do you know why?
Why?
Self-checkout.
Oh.
And so, I predicted this. I've always said I hated it. I said it wouldn't last. Walmart, Costco, and other companies are rethinking self-checkout and going to get rid of it.
Because
so
at the Mart of Wall, the Walmart.
Yeah.
One of these days. I don't bother when I'm in there, but if I see a manager... I'm going to, because it's not that they don't have the employees there.
They're there. You have to have someone monitoring them.
They're dicking around. Uh-huh. They are dicking because there's no quality control there.
Mm-hmm. Mike, shrink is up to 4%, an all-time high.
And they're saying the primary reason is for because of self-checkout.
Yeah, people take advantages of self-checkout, and this is some of the ones that I had found that I enjoyed. Common tactics include not scanning an item, which is true. You know, that's easy to do. Swapping a cheaper item for a more expensive one, like scanning bananas and putting a steak in your bag. And also,
yeah, but hold on a second.
Walking out without paying.
First of all, most of the self-checkout areas I've seen have a monitor there.
They have a guru.
Yeah. They have a guru there. And if you're taking a banana and scanning it and putting the steak in the bag.
Right.
Well, I guess that is a good a good grift, right?
And also, you can, if you are bright enough to look what the UPC codes are, you can like do something similar. For example, squash, yellow squash, much more expensive than bananas, and they look alike.
They caught me the other day. I was at the Walmart self-checkout. I scanned a deck of playing cards and tried to put an 85-inch television in my bag.
How'd it go?
They caught me red-handed.
Do they have self-checkout where you buy watches?
I wish they did.
That would be
good. I wish they did. Because I would scan a G-Shock and walk out with a Patek Philippe. Thank you.
And bananas.
How does the technology at Whole Foods, these concept stores, they have one in Clover Park and in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken. You just walk around and pick. Remember the one that I went to that creeped me out? You just walk around. You feel like you're shoplifting, but they actually charge your card?
Mm-hmm. I believe that is scanned as you select your item and put it in your cart.
You pull
it
off the shelf and it goes right into your cart. And as soon as you walk out of that store, they charge you.
I know that Wegmans had an app for a while. And by the way, I hate Wegmans. Wegmans had an app for a while where you could essentially ring yourself up on your phone, pay using a virtual payment system, bag your own groceries and get out. And everyone was abusing it and everyone was stealing. So they got rid of it.
Do you think this will eradicate self-checkout?
I think it'll pull back on it. And
I've just figured it out. What a sad state of affairs.
Well, it's a horrible thing. And also, don't you want to talk to somebody?
I hate people. I want to walk out and literally just go boop, 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 boop.
If it was convenient, I would so love to not ever have to deal with another
cashier. I mean, I don't hate people. I just don't need to hear the small talk.
No, but in that respect, there is a guy. God bless him. And you know what? People work their whole lives. And unfortunately, they all can't be driving their little E-Class Mercedes around and retiring like they do down in Southwest Florida. But there is a gentleman. He is north of 70 if he's a day. And he is, I've never seen anyone that is slower and purposefully slow. Like, no one will rush me. He has never been told. He has never been called on it. He has never been disciplined for it. And it is glacial. If I could avoid that man, and somehow I always get into the lane. And by the way, I don't know if you have Walls of Mart near you. I'm sure you do. It's the United States of America. Of course. What's the deal with 50? What's the point of constructing 27 bays for cashiers when you have three people working on a Saturday at
probably
2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Employees.
Is that
probably
what
hard,
it is?
No, but it's
point.
You got it. You got
what do you
it.
Know?
No, you can
have
get
you tried
employees.
To hire someone lately? It's impossible.
Pull someone off the floor and put them in checking. You know who does it right? Costco does it right. You can go to Costco on the busiest day of the year. And it can be hellish around the store, but they will check you out quickly because they keep the cashiers open. That's what they do. They run through lines so fast. And what
they don't
have
self-checkout there.
No, they have self-checkout at Costco. But
at Costco they do?
They have self-checkout. Let me tell you what they do at Costco.
Forever.
Because you're not the regular visitor like
that. No, I used to, when we worked in Manassas, maybe. But
this is it. They have self-checkout. And you roll up, and there's a person that's standing there. They don't just stand there.
The scan gun.
They take it out. They do it for you.
Yeah.
They do it for
you. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And
would you be? I just thought about this. So tell me if I'm crazy. When I jump in an Uber, doesn't matter if it's economy or black, whatever. I get a choice if I want to talk to somebody or not. Do I want conversation? I either click conversation, don't care, air conditioning. I get to choose that before I get involved. Do you believe there's a place here now that we have this that you can say personality line, mute line?
No, because it's not relevant to that. It's not relevant. There's not enough
context. But if you shop somewhere that you're regular at, be it a grocery store or anything, you'll choose a checker you like. I do that. Absolutely.
Well, so you can know see the checker.
Yeah,
and do
you
that.
Choose their line, and you yeah. can. There are quiet ones, no, and there are talkative ones. Yeah,
I hear there's a merger between the Publix grocery chain and Twin Peaks that I've been a big advocate of.
The
now you might not get accurate checkouts, but boy, you'll enjoy the experience. I'm sure.
Yeah,
you
can also get Sirius satellite radio anytime you want.
Fantastic. The Conan Channel. Thank you very much.
So I called it my self-checkout going away, and we're better people for it. How about that?
Very good. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we got the flip side. And,
flip it.
You know, speaking of, you know, purchasing and the holidays and all that wonderful things, I'm about to tell you about the greatest retail opportunity that you may have ever heard of. All right. This eclipses Chick-fil-A, Publix, the Mart of Wall, and all the other ones. Listen. It's time to visit the exclusive source for official TMOS merchandise. It's the Mike O'Mara Show online store.
Woo!
Get over to TMOSstore.com now. From legacy t-shirts and cozy hoodies to morning transforming coffee mugs. I'm waiting for mine, and they are fantastic. And yesterday, from Podville, I got one of our fantastic legacy logo stickers.
Nice!
And all I have to do is figure out how to scrape the other stickers off my window on the
car.
Use a
razor.
You can put it on your laptop.
I don't want to put it on my laptop. I want to put it on my car. It's your one-stop shop to flaunt your TMOS passion. And if you're looking for holiday gifts, even better. For the TMOS fan in your life, there's no better place to shop than TMOSstore.com. Does it get any easier than that? Even if you're just giving a gift to yourself, we've got your back. We hand-select everything for top-tier quality and killer looks. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Check out our new Don't Get Happy Society limited edition sticker.
Beautiful.
I'm waiting for that one. Oh, man. They're going to be a limited edition. They could be gone anytime. Keep it fresh with new items added regularly. Stay ahead of the curve and be the envy of your TMOS crew. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. It's all happening at TMOSstore.com.
Hello.
I sort of escaped this with my kids by the skin of my teeth. Mike, you're sort of in the thick of it. iPad kids that are buried in their screen all the time.
Okay.
And this was going viral on TikTok yesterday. This is some advice for the parents of youngsters today. Don't let Gen Z raise iPad kids.
I need everybody else in my generation to promise that we are not going to raise iPad children. Please. I just saw a TikTok from some millennial, and she was like, here's a message to Gen Z. You might make fun of us, but watch out. We're raising the next generation, and they're going to eat you up. Your kids can't read, okay? You're raising Gen Alpha. They're bizarre and terribly behaved. Y'all bred iPad children. You have been shoving media and screens in these kids' faces since birth. They probably have no imagination because their brain hasn't actually been forced to come up with any original thought. Gen Z, please, when we are older, don't give your kids iPads at the dinner table. If I'm older and I have my kids and I bring them to a restaurant and I see fellow parents at the table next to me and their kids have iPads at a restaurant in public, what? I'm gonna scream because what the hell is that? Can you not make your child behave for more than 5 seconds that they can live without an iPad for dinner? Can you not give your child enough attention and like actually converse with them and like teach them things and have conversations? Why do you have to just give them an iPad to make them shut up? Why are they even there then? What are you doing? What is your parenting style? People are gonna come at me and be like, oh, you're 21. What do you know about being a parent? I don't know. I look at kids and they're like terribly behaved. I saw a TikTok of a girl talking about how she was a summer camp for a bunch of like Gen Alpha kids, and they were like the most poorly behaved kids she's ever seen in their entire lives. We have to right a wrong, guys. We have to make our kids normal, please.
I
agree.
Fresh faced, great looking young man.
We can start beating our
old kids
as well again. That's okay.
Yeah,
Oscar's always advocated the return of corporal punishment.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't know if he's going to get his wish. So I'm not.
Well,
sure.
Maybe that's why God hasn't given me one yet.
Oscar actually
like,
is looking
to have one.
Aren't you trying to have a corporal punishment at the self-checkout? Where no, have you screwed up?
No, oh, no. You get I've hit? Been there, though. Where I, yeah.
Mike, there are a few things that I take greater joy in than a bad singer. And one of the things I do take great joy in is a bad singer who is very confident. And I don't know who this guy is, but it's obviously from the 80s. It's from a public access TV show. And he apparently really enjoys Olivia Newton-John. But if he really liked her, would he mangle Olivia Newton-John?
Oh, no.
Don't have to answer. I see it in your eyes. Maybe
you can blow it up anytime you're ready.
I'm enjoying it too much.
Okay.
But this is pure and simple. And you must realize that it's coming from my heart and not my head. I love you. I honestly love you.
I think the next shot will get him back.
I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable.
Brutal.
Yeah. It's okay, poor guy.
Thank you.
Two more tapes, Mike. I honestly love you.
Thank you. Right back at you, pal.
It's finally here. This Friday, the Rockstar LP comes out for Dolly Parton. Well, and I don't
God,
know if that
how
means...
How long has this promotion
I
been going on?
I know. And I don't know if that means she's going to really kick promotion into overdrive or we're finally done with it. But she's going to see a Tennessee football game this weekend. The good news is her teeth sound tight on this.
Well, hello, it's Dolly, and I am so excited to join 101,000 of my friends in the best place for college football, Neyland Stadium. I'll see you there.
That's it?
It just makes me want to do that. I'm going to see.
Volunteers?
I mean, God, an hour and a half, could, she's going to be Lou Holtz.
You can clean up the... somebody just run it through a filter for God's sakes. Help
I know. I'll see you the Tennessee Volunteers. Gonna be there for you.
Or an advanced man should say, we're not going to any schools with any S's.
That's right. Repeat after
send
me.
Send her to the Duke. Send her to the Duke game.
Duke.
Yes.
Duke.
I'll see you.
Hi, Devils.
Duke University. Duke College.
What? Hi, Blue Devils.
Yeah, we can't do a university. Has to be no. College. Anyway, I hope Dolly does well so we can stop hearing from her. Bless her heart. You know mm-hmm. that, though? Anyway, yes. Let's close with this, Mike. What's the state you live in again?
I live in Florida.
Yeah, it always seems there's news coming from Florida, especially when it involves public nudity.
That's right. A couple was arrested in Florida last week after they were allegedly caught fully nude having sex on a causeway. And because it was Florida, people walking by were yelling, "Geez, you two, get a ditch."
It just seems fair, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
That's all I got.
I was getting my kid a mouth guard yesterday. I'm going to save that story for tomorrow.
Oh, good.
I'm going to save the story of what I saw in the parking lot of Dick's. Mm. Welcome to Florida, everybody. I'm not kidding. I can't believe I forgot to talk about that. But that's what's great about this show. We get to come back and do it all over again
and
tomorrow.
On quite another page, Mike, tomorrow we're joined by the Lincoln Project's Reed Galen.
Yes, talk about this crazy world we live in. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking. Let things happen. And be the ball.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.